Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back, my friends. Well, former head of the CIA and then head of the State Department, Mike Pompeo, has come out and said, we know what happened to that lab. Well, they know because Fauci paid for it all with Obama. They're bringing this out to menace the deep state. They're threatening to try to indict Trump. And so this is an internal battle in government with groups that know damn well what happened. And it's very sophisticated. They did it in China with U.S. funding, so that they released it on the world for a power grab. You couldn't blame China. You couldn't blame the U.S. It's a globalist program of the U.N. They're the ones that need to pay. But here's Pompeo beginning to bring this out there. You see Senator Paul a lot stronger saying we need to basically indict Fauci for perjury before Congress. But this is quite a moment we've reached. We'll go to break and come back with huge news, big breaking news, a big break in the case on who's smuggling massive numbers of children over the Mexican border into the U.S.
Remarks over a year ago now, in early May of 2020, talking about this risk, and it was outrageous. It was outrageous to see scientists, even government, U.S. government scientists, who were denying this when they surely must have seen the same information that I had seen. That includes certainly Dr. Fauci as well. Mm-hmm. We need to know what happened here. The Chinese Communist Party knows what happened here. They know who Patient Zero was. They know precisely where this began. These three individuals who became sick, the symptoms were consistent with what someone would get, that be symptomatic of if they had COVID-19, the Wuhan virus. We need to get to the bottom of this because this could happen again. They're still conducting research in these same laboratories today. It's being done in ways that were similar to what happened back over a year ago. This is dangerous. We could end up with something much, much like this, again, being foisted upon the world. The United States has a responsibility to demand that the Chinese Communist Party give us the things that they simply know, Dana and Bill. They know the answer to these things, and they refuse to hand over this information.
Well, the world may demand it. You and many others might along the way. But the party in Beijing acts differently. Who's to say we'll ever get a straight answer?
Well, Bill, I think we eventually will. Somebody will have worked in that laboratory and will decide they can sneak out of China. They'll come tell the truth, I'm convinced. But sadly, I don't think that'll happen in a timely fashion. And so what can the world do? How can we hold China accountable? There are many fora that we could do this in. One, why on earth would you rejoin the World Health Organization, which rewards the Chinese for the exact partner that they joined in the cover-up with? Right, it was Dr. Tedros and Xi Jinping that colluded to keep this information out of the hands of the world. And so there are many things the United States government could do to impose real costs on the Chinese Communist Party until they come clean about what they know and what they did. We know for sure they covered up this virus. I am confident that we will find that the evidence that we have seen to date is consistent with a lab leak, and I'm convinced that's what we'll see. If I'm wrong, I hope the Chinese Communist Party will come forward and make a fool of me.
If only we had, if this is the true, and this happened in November of 2019, if only the world would have known. Think about how much grief this planet would have been spared.
Oh, Bill, I remember talking with Dr. Redfield about this at great length. We were working so hard. HHS, Secretary Azar, myself, we were working so hard to get this information. This would have been early January of 2020 when we were still trying to figure out precisely what was about to hit the world. And the Chinese Communist Party had gone completely dark. They wouldn't take our phone calls. They wouldn't answer our questions. We sent inquiries. We couldn't get a straight answer. Our ambassador, Ambassador Bransky, couldn't get a straight answer. The Chinese Communist Party clearly knew they had a problem. They didn't want the world to know it. And I'm convinced they still know they have a problem and don't want us to know it.
I mean, if true, it is the largest man-made disaster ever in the history of the planet, and someone has to be held accountable. That would be them if this turns out to be true. Can I also ask you about this over the weekend? This is an absolutely brazen ruse done by Belarus to hijack a plane, Ryanair, going from Athens to Lithuania to divert the plane, saying there was a bomb threat. Get on the ground. Four Russian.
All right, folks. Dan Holloway of Drinking Bros is going to be joining us. He's got major breaking news. You know, we spent a lot of time down on the Texas border. We've had other guests on from around the country. And we've got a lot of pieces of the puzzle, but he's gotten the final pieces about the illegal activity going on and U.S. intelligence agency connected contractors working under Biden committing these operations. We'll be right back in 60 seconds on the other side. This is big, important news to bring down the globalist operation, collapsing our borders, and to save these children and women and others. This is serious stuff. Everybody, you know, tune in now. We'll be right back. I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I can spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. Fazzle, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points and imposing InfoWar and its incredible products. And George Soros hates it. Ha ha!
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've spent a couple of weeks at the Texas border with Mexico this year. So has Owen Schroyer and the rest of my crew. All total, we've spent about a month and a half down there. We've had Project Veritas on that's broken a lot of big pieces of this, but this is the biggest piece so far completing the picture of what's happening. Dan Holloway is here. He grew up in South Carolina, graduated high school and college before enlisting in the U.S. Army in 2005. Dan holds multiple degrees in technology security, including a master's in international homeland security from Penn State University. Dan is deeply involved in military and veteran advocacy, has previously spent years at Black Rifle Coffee Company's VP of Marketing and 5 years as an infantry sergeant in the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division. Dan now serves as owner of Tetherball Academy Media and is the host of Drinking Bros Podcast and American Party Podcast, drinkingbros.com. And they have a lot of fun on the show. I've been on it, American Party Podcast, also on Twitter. But they also cover a lot of serious news. And, wow, what you guys brought out a week ago spurred some major announcements in Congress, also in legislatures, about the human smuggling. We have a Senate report from 6 years ago where they confirmed Obama knowingly placed tens of thousands of children with smugglers, including sex smugglers, that were put into sex slavery. There it is on screen, Washington Post. So this is a continuation of that program, but much, much bigger. We five, six times what the Border Patrol tells us, the previous level, not three times like you've seen on Fox News. We've been down there. It's just illegals everywhere being loaded onto planes, private corporate planes taken through airports, not checked by TSA. They use the military and Border Patrol to put them on the planes. The Border Patrol just hands them over to the smugglers. They disappear. But there are masked men, they use COVID as the cover, that actually then travel into the interior. And that's why Dan Holloway is here. From his sources, he's got the documents, the photos, the videos, the intel to bring it all together, proving who is behind it. So, Dan, great to have you here.
Yeah, it's great to be here. I mean, this is a really bad situation for everybody involved. I mean, not only is our national sovereignty being challenged, but now it's helpless people, children primarily, that are being put in harm's way by this. That's why, you know, this stuff has to get out. So a couple of months ago, my friend James Klug, he's an independent reporter. He works with a couple of other agencies now, but we started seeing these manila envelopes with a white piece of paper stapled to it, and it says, I don't speak English, please help me. On the other side, it has travel plans, right? Their flights. You see these people in airports all the time. They're illegal immigrants that have not received NFAs or an NTA, notice to appear. They don't even get a court date anymore. So typically, those illegal immigrants that have been caught cross. It was part of the Obama's catch and release program from back in the day, as you might remember. Now they're not even being given a court date. So here's what we saw. This is actually, I didn't even receive the first piece of intel. I saw it myself at DFW airport. Like these pictures that you're going to see, I took these myself. So under the guise of quote unquote reuniting these people with family members, they're trafficking unaccompanied children all over the United States, dropping them off at random places. Now, we did a story on this last Wednesday. By Friday, the Tennessee legislature was like, hey, why are you bringing people into our state in the dead of night and not reporting on where they're going? Right. So a lot of stuff going on there.
By the way, for radio listeners, let's go through these slowly. That feller is obviously military. He does not look too friendly towards you.
Oh, no. I got right up in his face and took a picture. So he probably wasn't too thrilled about that. And he knows what he's doing is wrong as well. After this, I spoke to a lot of people from CBP. This seems to be largely out of their control. They're being forced to hand these people over and not issue NTAs by edict right now. The other part of that is that it began, this is directly from my source at CBP, who works on the border. It started out as these kids were being reunited with family, or their immediate family. Then they couldn't find their immediate families, so it became any family member. And then it became anybody who would receive them. Now, if you want to look at this Axios report from the middle of this month, the Biden administration mum on trafficking migrant kids. That's the name of the report. Apparently, we have no way of tracking where any of these children are going. 122,000 since January have entered the country unaccompanied. They've been sent to care, quote-unquote, care facilities and to people that aren't actually even their family members. Illegal immigration is a big enough problem. But when children are involved and they're being victimized because of this process, that's where I step in. We cannot tolerate that as a society. Anytime any child is taken advantage of in any kind of way, that has to stop, regardless of any kind of political beliefs. That is a line you cannot cross, and it's one that the Biden administration clearly is fine crossing. And I don't understand why.
And let me just stop you here. This is just a microcosm. We have this woman on no less than over 15 videos at bus terminals, at airports, and at private airfields saying, I am this child's mother, lying to then hand it off to another person that they doesn't know to put them on an airplane, and they admit they don't know even where they're going. So this is literal illegal smuggling of children. She has MS-13 and other tattoos on her. I mean, this is federal crime, felonies on video, but you've now learned directly that it's Biden using military contractors. Please continue.
Right. So during the Obama administration, I'm actually reading from my source at CBP. During the Obama administration, they found a ton of altered OTM birth certificates, they had QR codes on them. There was a huge investigation that happened that was never made public, where people in their home countries, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Mexico, etc., were forging birth certificates to get people into our country. They were making it look like these kids and certain family members that were adults were related to people here in the States, and they were trying to reunite them with them. It turns out when they started running, when the CBP started running these files, they noticed that the people in the picture did not look like the people they were staring at in front of their own faces. It's
the falsified smuggling.
Right. So, again, it all comes back to me. All of this is horrible as it stands. Now children are involved. It doesn't matter what your plan is politically. It doesn't matter what your politics are, left or right.
You can't let this happen.
You cannot let this happen. This cannot be allowed to happen. And if you're okay with allowing children to be victimized by this, then we need to have a different kind of conversation. Right? We can have a civil conversation if it's about how we deal with countries nearby, right, and how we help those people.
But if you're involved in premeditated, organized crime,
right.
Well, we have video of men coming in saying, I only want women with unaccompanied children, and like picking them out like some, you know, movie about Romans picking slaves or something. I mean, right. It's like they're at a grocery store getting potatoes or something.
Right, yeah. I mean, what do we know about human trafficking? It attracts the worst human beings on Earth. Look at the even the American foster care system is rife with abuse. We know that, right? And it's a horrible situation. We're making it worse. We're putting these kids into situations because, well, not we. The left of this country is putting kids in these horrible situations because of what they feel politically, without any regard for the safety of the child.
Now we know these people aren't mulling over heroin or fentanyl or cocaine or marijuana. They throw the children over, let them bounce after a 10-foot, 20-foot fall, and then they have a fake ID with them, and then it's just handed over to an aid group and delivered on down the pipeline.
Right. Yep. And it used to be, again, under the Obama administration, who, by the way, deported more people than all previous presidents combined. they still had the catch and release program, which is where if you qualified, if you had a relative in the United States somewhere and you weren't a violent felon, they just let you go into America and gave you a court date wherever you wanted to go. Now, they're not even just letting you go. They're paying for it. And they're trapping
people all
over the country.
Well, you're saying that Major Rubicon has been passed. And if Congress and the legislature said, we let this happen, that's why you're here doing this. Mm-hmm. It's dangerous for everybody to do. Because I don't want to go down the border and do this. But if I don't, I'm now aiding and abetting. Let's not lie about this. If we don't stop this, we're part of it.
Right. And if you're, I mean, look, there's some other information that is relevant here. So CBP officers do frequently travel, or ERO officers do frequently travel from ICE with these people to take them to court dates or to drop them off somewhere. So it's not all contractors. This is the part where...
All right, stay there, because I'm going to try to give you the floor when we come back, because I'm jumping in because what you're saying is so dead on. I'm just backing you up here. We got all the video for TV viewers, everything you're saying. But you've discovered the private contractor group that's heavily involved and the next level of crime that just makes it that much more intense.
Right.
And so this is intel to Congress, the legislatures, law enforcement, everybody. And, of course, if we know this, they all know it as well. We'll be right back with Dan. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Is a talk show host and, of course, a businessman and veteran. He has a lot of great contacts and a lot of great research. And he's gotten some other big pieces of the puzzle about the private contractor groups that are doing this officially for Biden, the laws that are being ignored, and more. And I've known you a while, but on your show a few times, only a few years, you actually seem wound up and angry. You're usually a pretty calm guy, but this has got you pissed. So you've got the floor here. We'll put some of the documents, photos on screen, job postings. Lay it out for us.
Right. I mean, look, just to explain the anger. If you if kids are involved, then all bets are off. There's no more civility left, right? I don't care who the kids are, where they're from, what they look like, what color they are, what nationality they are, what religion they are, if they have one. I don't care about any of that shit. So you know how the federal government works, Alex? It is we use cutouts, right? The CIA doesn't just give money to warlords. They give money to some businessman who gives money to a warlord, right? It's one degree of separation. It's plausible deniability, whatever you want to call it. Just like the U.S. government under Obama gave all sorts of money to Qatar to funnel to Hamas so they could run their government there after Hamas won elections back in the day in Palestine. Now the government is using to exercise this completely illegal nonsense that is victimizing children. They're running it through a company called MBM. So when I first took those pictures, I put them on the internet, and several different sources from inside the government sent me, they didn't tell me anything, they just sent me job postings from a company called MBM Incorporated. Now, this is some of their, you can see how much money they've made from the federal government here, $342 million just over the last couple of years. Unaccompanied alien children transportation services. So not only is the system internally corrupt, they're not being placed with family members anymore. They're being put in mass care facilities, as they call it, which who knows what that means because the Biden administration will not answer questions about any of this stuff. They're also being put with people, anybody, quote unquote, anybody who will take them. That's what I was told. Anybody who will take them. Now, again, I don't understand why they're bringing the children in here. Maybe so they have residency to try to get their parents in later. I can only imagine.
Let me add one thing. Remember, the FBI was ordered by Biden to not do background checks on who the children are being given to. So this is premeditated.
Right.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Exactly. So this company, MVM, posted job openings for bilingual travel youth care workers since at least 2018. So it's been going on for a while now, and it's been going on under our noses. The job opening describes a 2 to 12 month deployment. Project-based escorting children and teenagers from McAllen, El Paso, San Antonio, San Diego, and several other places to shelters all over the country or in efforts to reunite them with family members. You notice what it doesn't say is a passport is required because they're not leaving the country. They're putting them as far into the internal parts of our country as they can get them to hide them. And now they're not answering questions about it. Now, There's an old saying, and it goes something to the effect of, how do you know who's the real power? It's whoever you can't criticize, whoever you can't ask questions of. And now we're finding out who the real power in this country is. Now, this company, MVM's, also had a lot of other problems. An investigation from July 2017 found that MVM was using unlicensed shelters, including vacant office buildings, to house these unaccompanied minors. Completely against the law.
I mean, this is good old-fashioned, like, CIA finder's case where they caught up in a van full of little kids. I mean, this is just over the top.
Yeah, it's the truly bizarre thing about it to me is how brazenly they're operating. These people are doing this in public. Now, I think they believe they'll blend in with all the other ERO officers that have in the past been responsible for transporting these people. But Man, that's a hell of an expectation to just be able to traffic children in public.
Exactly. Guys, for TV viewers, keep running through his photos at DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport a few weeks ago. People can see point-blank range what's happening. And you were able to confirm, by the way, from your sources, we're not going to give his name out, but this man does work for that company at that time.
Yeah. And it's an unfortunate situation. I mean, while in the custody of MVM, children have been held in unlicensed facilities, forced to bathe in sinks. I mean, it's all the worst stuff that we've seen at the border, but now it's children alone without any supervision and without any government accountability.
And you're already pissed, but I don't know. You mentioned some of our footage, that's why we have it up. But did you see the parts where the guys come out and admit, I'm just here for women and children, I take them back and teach them the way of God? And it's like super creepy dudes. And then there's no record, and he just gets children?
It's difficult in the United States to adopt a child, and it should be, right? Look, I appreciate
it. Took my parents 2 years to adopt my sister from Korea.
I appreciate the fact that people are willing to do that. I think that's a great thing to do. There's a lot of kids out there that need help. They're not putting any effort into vetting. Like you said, it's actually against policy to run a background check on these people. So we're putting children from another country in the hands of people who are presumably also here illegally, right? Who else would they be giving them to? If you're reuniting people with their families, like what family members do illegal immigrant children have in the United States?
Look at this guy.
Oh, boy.
Our security guys said it was all they could do to not physically. They were just repulsed.
If somebody looks like a creep, typically they are one, right? I mean, how often do you see some pedophile get arrested and he's a normal-looking person? Very, very rare.
Well, I'm not calling the guy pedophile. He's just there from Pennsylvania. He says he wants kids and women to take him back to live in a trailer. He says he gets them all the time, and he says which ones he wants. I'm just saying he looks like who I would cast in a movie as the creepiest person ever.
Yeah, this dude looks like he's peeling people's skins off and wearing it. Who is this guy? What's his deal? Like, what is he? What was
you're a cop, and you pull him over for speeding in a van, and there's a bunch of little kids in the back. What do you do? They're not his kids. Come on.
So there's no evidence to support the claims that any of these children were forcibly separated from their families. I forgot to mention that earlier. This is the claim that was made by the administration, is that they were forcibly separated from their parents, and now we have to reunite them with somebody. They created this entire narrative, and none of it is true. So I'm not sure what the next steps are. I'll tell you what I would like to see people doing. What I would like to see you doing, those of you who travel in airports particularly, can you bring up that picture again that has the manila envelope in it? If you see one of these, I want you to take a picture of the person carrying it.
By the way, when we aired this, family, everybody tells me they see these at Austin, Bergstrom, DFW, yeah. Chicago. There's everywhere.
Yeah. So if you see somebody walking around with one of these, please take a picture of it. Try to get a picture of the other side, because the other side has their flight plans on it. It has the flight number and the date and all that stuff on it. And then take a picture. If there's somebody escorting them, take a picture of that. What they're saying is that these children are being escorted. This picture right here, if you go to some of the other pictures I took, it wasn't just this man and a couple of unaccompanied children. It was an older woman, probably in her 50s or 60s, a younger woman, probably in her 30s, a man that was in his late 20s, probably wearing a hat that said U.S. Navy on it, right? I mean, this is the woman and the child. There were two additional children, and there was an older woman next to them, and a man that was wearing a Navy hat. It was like, you know, in bad spy movies when somebody's trying to blend in and they buy a New York Yankees hat to pretend they're from New York. I mean,
Hey guys, find the one with the Navy hat.
Oh, I don't know if I got that one up there, but it is absolute nonsense. And they just think they can get away with it, right? Because that's where we are right now. They know that they have the media, which has become just a complete propaganda wing for the United States.
There it is. FBI waves background checks. We learn it's not just for the housing centers, it's for whoever they're handing them to. It's unbelievable. All right, stay right there, Dan. We're going to come back on the other side and lay out where this needs to go, what all of us can do, including you, to stop this. And once we archive this report at band.video or freeworldnews.tv, share it. We'll be right back. You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's dead. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of the huge sales.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live on air. Weekday mornings, Eric Smith. 8 a.m. with American Journal and, of course, Owen Schroyer, The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. I come back Sundays, 4 to 6, and we have Sunday Live as well. All right, Dan Holloway is our guest here in studio, and, of course, he's been the vice president over there at Black Rifle Coffee Company for a while. Did a great job. It's a very popular company, great coffee. And, of course, he hosts several big popular podcasts, DrinkingBros.com, American Party Podcast, Drinking Bros Podcast. You can find those on Twitter, and they're brave, too. They've had me on their show. They don't care about all the censorship, and they're right down the street. It's funny how Austin's become this big magnet of podcasting. Joe Rogan's down the street. It just gets crazier and crazier. But Dan, I mean, I've been out with you guys, been on your show four or five times. You've been here a few times. you're usually pretty laid back. I can see you're upset, but also because I feel the same way. So tell me if I'm wrong, but you feel this way, that you just can't believe it's so naked, it's so blatant, it's so criminal, it's expanding and nothing's happening. And it's just shocking, like watching a train wreck that's little children, and they have Senate reports admitting they're going to sex slavers in many cases, and they're just disappearing, these ghost children, and our government's involved. And it's the realization that they're that arrogant, they're that crazy, they're committing a crime this big. How the hell do they think they're going to get away with it? And we were just talking about that. So, I mean, is that accurate? Is that how you're feeling?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's like someone lying right to your face. Unbelievable that they would have the audacity to do that. And they would. It's even more unbelievable that anybody would even consider creating programs that target children. And that's the real issue here. Predators. And I can't think of any other reason why something like this would exist. To be honest, it's not for votes. Children can't vote, right? There's this idea that the Democrats want to get as many illegals in here and then get them legalized as possible to vote. Maybe that's true, but the children part doesn't make sense. And it only leads, and whenever children are involved, it always leads to the same thing. It always leads to exactly the same thing, and that's predatory behavior. Now, these predators, they prey on the weak because they're not strong. They're not alphas. They're beta male cucks that prey on the weak. And what's the old saying? You don't have to be faster than the bear. You just got to be faster than the other guy, right? So just having a sticker on your window that says you have an alarm system means that the burglar is going to go to the next house. Having a dog that barks means the burglar is going to go to the next house. These children have nobody protecting them. They have no one protecting them. And I can only imagine that this all exists in some kind of way for people to prey on children. Now, every time somebody like you or somebody else in the media or podcast or whatever it is talks about how the government might be involved or Hollywood or the media or politicians or whomever it is, business people involved in the sexual exploitation of children, you're called a conspiracy theorist. This is crazy, despite all the mountains of evidence we have to this effect. So obviously this is the first place my mind goes. What else would it be?
And the fact that the media is covering it up shows they're complicit. And then you've got all the different things that come out about Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates. This is a currency. We know they use stolen art. They use drugs. You know, those are things that are secret currencies. But children and sex slavery is the big secret currency of the globe.
There's something nefarious going on there. I don't know what it is. But again, Occam's razor says the most simple answer is probably the right.
Well, remember, how many times has the UN been caught trafficking full of children?
Yeah. And you talk about the media and their coverage of this. The blatant hypocrisy. In 2018, there were actually stories about this company, NBM Incorporated, because they were trying to, the media was trying to create this narrative that Trump was using NBM to separate children from their families. Now we know that's not true. Now we know that the Biden administration won't answer questions. We know that these kids are not being reunited with their families. We know that this private organization is being used as a cutout to traffic children all over the United States. And we know that now that it's Biden and not Trump, the media doesn't have a thing to say about it.
And for folks that understand, when I saw that car, because you wanted me to bring this up, I did remind you.
Yeah. I mean, this is what we got to do, folks. This is what's got to happen. I'm not telling you to put yourself at personal risk, but there are things you can do to hold people accountable. You are allowed under the First Amendment to petition the government for answers. And it's not always in the form of a FOIA request. Sometimes you got to get in people's faces. Do not get violent with these people because they win. They paint you as a violent extremist instead of somebody who's just searching for the truth, right? You have to be better than them.
These like people, Gandhi and Martin Luther King.
Yes, these people are cowards. You have to be better than them. But you can take pictures. You can ask questions on video. You can demand answers.
And just to explain, people thought this was staged. No, we're down there with a camera crew. They just loaded people off a bus. Now they're being loaded in the back of a trunk of a car. And I noticed that was illegal, so I spontaneously said, stop. You're violating the law because the whole thing's illegal anyways. They're illegally being brought in the interior of the country. It turns out these people all have goddess of death tattoos all over them. I mean, this is real, folks. And the fact that they spin it as Hispanic rights or something, they're exploiting these children.
Yeah, I mean, it's the, you know, this woke nonsense. It's bankrupt. All it is smoke and mirrors. so they can push their agendas through. And we don't know what they are necessarily, but we've got some pretty good theories about it. None of them lead in a good direction.
Well, I mean, we went inside the building twice with an undercover police officer, a local woman that's a senior police officer. She's been there a long time. She goes in, and we recorded it, by the way, and we've got all this in Spanish. We put it out, and he's like, literally, she's watching this guy go, I only want women that don't have men. I can have these. I'm like, yes, sir. Bring your van. You can have them. Good. I'm going to teach them the Lord my way. I mean, this is like out of some, like you said, it's like Chainsaw Massacre stuff. And literally then he sees the woman run out. He follows the female police officer in plain clothes out and starts confronting our people.
Right. It's ultimately you want to get back to.
He starts going, these people got to work. I'm going to make them work. Don't you like them? It's, man, you couldn't cast somebody this creepy.
That's very bizarre. That's very bizarre. You know what I mean? And it's coming down to people who can't defend themselves. The entire point of masculinity, the entire point of police officers, of the military, of all of these
institutions. To protect us from that.
Yeah, it's to provide and protect. It's not to dominate. It's to provide and protect. You can tell when a real alpha walks in the room, they don't have to yell because everybody knows they just walked in the room. All these people that are fronting and pretending to be tough and all this stuff and all this crap that's going on right now, you can tell these people are cowards. So what can you do personally? Well, I'll tell you what you did down at the border is completely legal. If you see a misdemeanor happening or a felony happening in your presence as a private citizen, you are allowed to stop that. Now, if it's a violent felony, you're allowed to stop that with violence, right? So I would never advocate for you getting involved in violent stuff. There are plenty of good police officers. Most of the people I know who work at CBP are really pissed off about this. It's being taken out of their hands. They're being issued gag orders. Their jobs are being threatened if they say anything about this stuff. And the latest I heard from CBP, this is how the process goes. These unaccompanied children and women particularly show up. And they're sent off for COVID screening, right? And then they're never heard from or seen again.
Well, that's it. That's where we are. They drop them off at the COVID center,
yeah.
And then they're ordered to not go any further. And then 5 minutes later, they're loaded in the back of a trunk.
Right. Now, these aren't CBP people involved.
No,
in that.
No.
They're doing everything they can to make sure this stuff doesn't happen and the ball's being taken out of their hand. We've got to find out who's doing this. We have to find out.
The Border Patrol drops them off 50 yards down the street right there, right past those police cars.
Yeah, and they're dropping them off at COVID centers, right?
COVID centers right there, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what they're required to do by federal law right now. And it's never...
So when the COVID thing's over, it won't even be that.
Who knows what it'll be then, but they always come up with something. And people like to look at laws individually, but it is the culmination of groups of laws that become problematic. So you can make violent speech illegal, and everybody's like, yeah, maybe it should be. I don't know. But then you start to redefine what violent speech is down the line, and you can make everything illegal.
All right, stay there. Final segment with Dan Holloway. I'm Alex Jones. This is live right now. This is going to be archived later today to band.video. Everybody, get it. Share it. What do you think we should call this special report we've done so far here today?
I would call it government-sanctioned human trafficking, Alex, because that's what it is.
So major discovery of government-sponsored, I mean, because this is a major break, confirming government-sponsored illegal human trafficking.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Talk about Biden and all the lawlessness. They're getting ready to try to indict former President Trump they stole the election from while they're committing all these incredible crimes. This is just insane. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits.
The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Folks, final segment with Dan Holloway, a great guy doing great work, and saw this guy, saw what was going on, had his military training, and contacted his sources, checked out who the guy was, found out indeed these people do secret stuff for the U.S. government. There they are smuggling children, and just because Biden says it's legal doesn't make it so. It violates a lot of federal and state laws. The FBI doesn't have the power to say don't do background checks on these people. They just don't have that power. I don't want to be enemies with the FBI, but the FBI is an enemy of itself allowing this. I mean, my God, I feel dirty just knowing this is happening, and I feel like I haven't done enough, and I've done something. The FBI, all of you, the whole damn country is being spiritually compromised. That's why they're doing this. It's not just for the pedophilia. It's not just for the trafficking. It's not just George Soros. It's not just replacement migration. It's about spiritually getting us to do evil things, in my view, so they can basically lower our defenses.
Now, I mean, that's a pretty good point, because that's kind of how it operates with Scientology. It's how it operated with Epstein, right? His job was to compromise people's integrity so you could use it against them later. Seems like what's happening here. We keep moving the goalposts on what's acceptable. I can tell you this. They've reached, as you said, they've crossed the Rubicon now. Victimizing children is where the line gets drawn. In any case.
Absolutely. Well, this is not a long time. It's my uncle worked in Iran-Contra, and his final deal to get out of it was they were using it as a cover in Guatemala, and he told me this when I was like 15 years old, was to traffic children out of orphanages, and that's all he would say. And so that was in the 1980s.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, look, victimizing helpless people is nothing new.
Yeah.
Alex, People have been doing it for years because they can, and nobody stops them. What did Edmund Burke say? The only thing that evil needs to succeed is for good men to do nothing. Well, it's time for good men to start doing some stuff. It really is. I mean, we've reached the precipice here.
Well, I'll go to the border. You know, I'm going to go I don't want to name drop, but I'm going to go have lunch this Saturday with Ted Nugent and his wife and my family, and he wants to go to the border, so I think we should all go down there with Ted Nugent.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Ted's a good guy. He really is. He tries hard he's so much more positive now than he used to be. And I like that. I like people that are positive for a good reason, because ultimately they're trying to make the country better. You know what I mean? If you as a man, you want to make you want to take care of your family, then you want to take care of your city, your county, your state, your country, and then
he works really, really hard. But we're probably going to go down there with him soon, so hopefully you'll go with us.
Yeah,
big rally down there, like in because the locals are on our side, by the way.
Right, I'm sure they are. Look, and that woman you keep seeing, by the way, that keeps saying she's the mother of these people, I guarantee you she is a member of the Catholic Church down there.
Oh, we know who she is. They run this leftist Catholic charity that's admittedly communist, and then she's got Grim Reaper tattoos all over her. And we have her delivering kids everywhere saying, I am their parent.
Now, what would the Catholic Church know about victimizing children?
A lot.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry about that. This is wild stuff. And I can tell you, there's only a couple of things that are really going to stop it. The first thing is to get involved, be aware, and start talking about it. Share this stuff. Let people know what's going on, because the more people that know, the less acceptable this becomes. The next thing is that you need to personally get involved. When you're out in town, when you see, particularly people here in Texas, Southern California, and border states, when you see stuff like this happening, and it typically happens within 100, quote-unquote, air miles from the border, you have to document it and report it. Send it to Alex, send it to me, send it to OK.
Yeah, just because they say child trafficking is legal, it's not.
Yeah, exactly. The last thing is what it says right here on my shirt, defund politicians. That slick-back traitor Mitt Romney with his all corporations are people, my friend, nonsense, that is why there's so much power in government now where there wasn't 20 years ago. It's why people like Soros are able to operate. It's why this new Swiss guy that's donating all this money to all these leftist campaigns are able to operate, because government runs on money, and it shouldn't.
And criminals are always going to push the envelope, and the more we give in, the worse it gets. You wanted to get it, and so do I, into several things. What did you bring up during the break? I forget what.
Well, it's John Cena.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the geopolitics is complicated, and Hong Kong and Taiwan ultimately will have to decide their futures, just like everybody else has to decide their futures. But John Cena's response to accidentally saying that Taiwan was a country was to say that he respected China. Now, I don't know how you can respect a country that has 1,200 active camps for people that are Uyghur Muslims, where they're being executed, where their organs are being harvested, where they're being raped.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, John Cena, just something about him is revolting. He comes off as fake as Kamala Harris. I don't like him.
Yeah, he's, look, he starred in that movie, The Marine. I can tell you what a real Marine would never do, and that's sell his country out to China for money. Frankly, this guy is a coward and a real piece of human garbage. And I hope that comes back to get him. Like, I hope he loses everything.
Honestly. Can we play him speaking Mandarin, guys? We have the audio. But go ahead and roll this groveling to the Chi-Com. Here it is.
你好，中国，就是叫西娜。我必须说，现在在苏州局进行中，我做很多采访，很多。 所以在一个采访，我有一个错误，所有人问我，如果我可以用中文，所有人给我很多这种information。
What's your dragon called?
所以很多采访，我必须说是很重要。
These people will say that they're not informed enough to speak out about what's happening in China. But he took the time to learn Mandarin to apologize to them. You know what I mean? That was LeBron James' whole thing. Like, oh, I think Daryl Morey's ignorant or misinformed about this situation. What do you need to know other than the fact that they have 1,200 concentration camps? It's 2021, man. Thought we were past
this. Well, the worst part is LeBron James says America sucks, is horrible. He made $500 million.
Yeah.
He does whatever he wants, and then he's telling us how good China is.
Yeah, it's laughable.
There was one other thing you raised during the break you wanted to get to. Well,
oh, man, I don't remember. We talked about a lot of stuff during the break.
Something important, too.
Well, I mean, ultimately, we got to figure out how we're
going to do it. It was awesome, Mayor.
Oh, yeah, Adler. Jeez, this guy.
I was telling you, he was on Joe Rogan.
I live downtown, so I drive past City Hall every single day on my way back and forth from work, right? And this bill passed where they were going to clean up the homeless situation down there. And now not only is it not cleaned up, but they're all camped out on City Hall property. You know what I mean? And that just tells you how weak this guy is. I mean, he is completely incompetent. Now, what did he say on Rogan? I haven't heard this.
Well, it's in a full report that our crew put out this morning. Mm-hmm. But he actually said, we basically have imported criminals to keep the property values down and to not make Austin grow too much, which is the whole Green Deal is to sabotage, cut our pipelines off, cut our energy off, cut our coal plants off. So here he is on Joe Rogan this week.
It is a desirable place to live.
Anything is short of that.
The idea that maybe the city shouldn't grow?
Yes.
Like, I'm sure there must be some resistance about that. Like, people are like, look, we should keep it exactly the way it is as long as we can. Don't let more people build. And if they're going to move here and there's no houses, guess what? You can't move here. Or move outside of town or, you know, figure it out. But don't ruin this thing.
When I ran for re-election, there were lots of people coming up to me, and their one ask was that I would stop the city from growing. You know, but as I explained to people, there's only one way to really stop a city from growing.
Bring in crime.
Bring in crime. Make it an undesirable place to live.
Anything is short of that.
I know.
And a desirable place is going to grow.
So, but that's what he did, so it's very tongue-in-cheek. But
boy, again, brazen.
He does a social distance. He flew on private jets.
They're like,
he says your business has to stay shut.
That's like serial killer behavior. Serial killers ultimately are all driven by ego, and they want to get caught eventually because they want the world to see how smart they are. And you can see with these sociopaths like this guy, when it starts coming down to the end, they start giving up more and more information readily.
Well, exactly. Klaus Schwab. Let's do five more minutes.
Yeah.
Klaus Schwab wrote a book that came out like 1 month into COVID that he'd written 5 years before. A lot of it was quotes about, we did this to take over and cut the carbon, and you got too much money, and we need to starve the third world, and we're going to give you GMO Franken-shots. And, I mean, you read this thing, it's like a supervillain just telling you what he's doing.
It's like that really cheesy scene right at the towards the end of a movie where the villain lays out their entire plan. While he has the guy tied up to a chair, then he escapes and stops.
And when I was a kid, I'd watch that and go, if I was a supervillain, I would never do that. Well, I'm not a supervillain. I've now lived long enough to actually know criminals will actually sit there and do that.
Yeah. It is exactly like that. It is. And the real bane of my existence right now is that these are all solvable problems. This issue with border security, these issues with illegal immigration, We're having big problems right now.
I got to go to break. Come back five more minutes, sure. And we've got our next guest coming in, but I appreciate you being here.
Yep.
I want to talk about Obama, the globalist. That was a Freudian slip. That's who runs things. O'Biden, O'Harris. And I want to get into what we can do, how this is illegal, and kind of sum up what we were just talking about straight ahead. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Without your funding, we go away. We're doing a lot of important work. We have great supplements, great products. We have a store-wide free shipping deal for Memorial Day for the next week, and double Patriot points. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Prostaguard back in stock. Pollen Block is back in stock. These all work great. Ultra 12 is back in stock. Bazo Beach back in stock. And our air filtration and water filtration are both $50 off for the highest qualities. And our Ionic double magnesium drink that tastes so good, that's so popular just since it came out. It is 40% off as well with free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.